Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Mowinkle. On today's program, we receive an update on the Knoxville Public Library Summer Reading Program with Youth Services Librarian Holly Shelford.
If you could just tell me the story with this Lego display, you know, what's all going on with this year?
Okay, so this year to kick off our summer reading program, we decided we would do a Lego challenge. So basically what you did was you took around 4 cups roughly of Legos. Any kind, any type, whatever they wanted to choose, around 4 cups, and they had to build something or design something. And so that was basically the challenge. We broke it down into age groups, and we had around 30 participants.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is there any like place winners or anything like that? Or
We are going to have some winners. Okay. As you can see from the display case, we have some wonderful, wonderful creations. So we have come up with some awards for, you know, best use of color, best design, things like that. And so we will be awarding some ribbons and prizes out to everyone. So they started from preschool age and could go all the way through adults to participate. And we are just thrilled with how many people wanted to participate in this challenge.
Very good. Any other challenges like this or anything else, similar to this coming up in the summer reading program?
I can't think of really any challenges coming up. We do have a couple of other things going on. We do have some story times. We're kind of doing some in-person story times, and we still have some open spots for those. We will be doing some story time activities at the Ald Park. We do have a couple of passive programs that we're asking everybody to participate in. One of them is called the Color Hunt, and it's around the square, and you'll come in and you pick up your color sheet, and then what you need to do is go hunt around on the storefronts to find the different colors or crayons, and then you put what color it was and what store you located it in from the rhyme. You turn back that sheet in and you get a small prize for doing that passive program. We'll also be setting up a story walk around the library. We'll post a story on the outside of the windows, and then you can come and walk around the library. And again, once you finish that story, it asks you to invite you to come inside and pick up a little art project that will go with it. So there's still lots of things going on. We still have a couple performers coming later in the summer, about mid-July, some early August. So there's still plenty of things to do for the summer reading program.
Anything else you want to talk about today?
No, just that hope everybody's having a great summer. We're glad that we're getting to do some in-person activities, and hope everyone is well and be safe.
Thanks to Youth Services Librarian Holly Shelford with the Knoxville Public Library for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.